we were not expecting anybody to listen to it or like it or anything.
I thought Mark was going to hate it.
Yeah, we figured our drummer was going to hate it. Yeah.
Last year, the song Go Outside by the band Cults was a hit that seemed to come out of nowhere, since no one had ever heard of them before. The most that even a very savvy online music listener could find from them was a 3-song EP. Now, however, they finally got a full-length self-titled album, which anyone can get their hands on. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. The New York City-based band Cults have enjoyed an aura of mystery for about a year now. Keeping themselves hidden away wasn't exactly part of some grand marketing plan, though. The main players in the band, Brian Oblivion and Madeline Fallon, were just busy with school. The pair were both studying film and would make music together in their spare time, just for fun. They didn't consider themselves a band, so they didn't bother creating a MySpace page for their music, so it was really a surprise to them when they started getting calls from record labels. Now that they finally have their first full-length album out, you'd think there'd be some more info out there about them, but that's not the case, as they told the Alternate Sides' Alisa Ali.
There's not a lot about you on the internet.
We've been calling the people from Google every day, telling them how important we are and how everything that...
telling them to pull it together.
Yeah. We offered them ridiculous amounts of money. So to this point, you know, we're just kind of going with it. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't matter to us. It's better for us, I think.
We don't want anybody to find us.
Yeah, why would you want them to find you? But it is funny, though, when you do Google Cults, obviously, you know what comes up.
Yeah.
Cults.
Was it our band?
What about the band?
Your band comes up like 7 down after like Jonestown Massacre and things like that.
Yeah, it's confusing because people always say, "Oh, you're so hard to..." But think about the band Girls, man.
I can't take things slowly. I'm feeling shaky. Tell me what's wrong with my brain, 'cause I seem to have lost it.
So Brian and Madeline, I understand that you guys are also film students.
Past tense. Actually dropouts.
Oh, film student dropouts.
Yeah. Tale as old as time.
Yeah. And is that because you wanted to focus more on music?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think we always secretly wanted to focus more on music, but we were too afraid to kind of really pursue it.
Yeah.
I think film for us was like something that we thought we could get a job in.
I hate school.
Yeah, but I always keep saying when we dropped out, my teachers were all like I was like, oh, you know, I'm not going to be back next semester. Like, I'm going to go give this a shot. And they're like, oh my God, I'm so jealous. They were all like, like, go, get out of here. Go see the world.
Fly, little birdie.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you enjoy film school though?
No.
Yes and no. We're being little brats. I enjoyed it, but it was just after a while, like art school just wears on you because you spend so much time ripping apart all the things you love, and then you don't remember what's good anymore.
Live music from the band Cults and the song Abducted from their self-titled debut album. Dan Hodd engineered this studio session, and today's Take 5 was produced by Alisa Ali. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.